All That We Have Lost, written by Suzanne Fortin and read by Imogen Church.
Papa always told us that to be brave doesn't mean you have no fear. It just means you can move forwards in spite of that fear. I never truly understood what he meant when I was younger. It wasn't the sort of fear of being told off for arguing with my younger brother Pierre, or for being late getting up, or for daydreaming of playing my flute in an orchestra when I should be concentrating on my schoolwork. No, that's not the sort of fear Papa meant. He was talking about the fear that makes the heart race, that quickens the pulse, makes sweat gather in the armpits and the hairs prickle on the back of the neck. The fear that bunches up the stomach, tightens itself so there is a constant feeling of sickness, almost a pain. It was 4 years ago, when I was 15 years old, that the fear came and took root. I was at my friend Monique's house, and we were practicing our flutes for school summer concert. The sun was shining, a gentle breeze lapped at the net curtain of the open window, and the birds were singing in the garden as if harmonizing with our music. We were both so excited, not to mention proud, to be playing a duet in the concert. Although Monique was 2 years older than me, we had bonded over our love for music and both dreamed of one day playing before an audience in places like Paris, London, Vienna, in fact, all over the world. "Bravo, bravo!" Monique's mother clapped her hands as we finished our piece. "Excellent!" In that moment, that second in time, all was well in our small little world of living in rural Brittany, where the threat of war was something the grown-ups spoke about without much conviction, and where life went on at its usual sedate pace. In the next moment, the next second, our world collapsed, and the fear took up residency, a fear that would stay with us for the next 5 years. Monique's father burst into the dining room, his face ashen.
"Paris has fallen."
He strode across the dining room and turned on the radio. Monique's mother gasped, her hand going to her chest, as she sank into the chair. I lowered my flute as I looked from one adult to another. That was when the fear became real. 2 days later, the town of Rennes, less than 80 kilometers away, was bombed. And after that, the German Wehrmacht marched through Brittany. As a region, we became the occupied part of France, and life was to become harsher than we could ever have imagined. That fear became a constant...